When delivering a soliloquy, it's cedar or bust.
Yeah, we are now recording.
All right. Good one, Kyle. What's up with the Sup Playful Banter podcast listeners? Whoa. Once again, with Kyle. I'm Robbie. Hitting the Playful Banter podcast notes high and low with you today.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle,
yes.
Tell the people how you're living.
You know,
end of February. The light is starting to
I'm a big fan out. Of daylight.
I'm liking it a little more every day now. I actually had to wear sunglasses.
Oh yeah, me too.
On the way to work and home from work for probably the first time since October.
I don't wear them on the way home because the sun's behind me. But actually, when I'm biking, I do because I have no place to put them, so I just wear them. Normally, I wake up and I'm out with the dog at 6:15. And now you can see the first hints of sun at 6:15.
Yep.
Which I'm very excited about.
Makes it much easier.
Until in 2 weeks, we're going to leave ourselves forward, and I'm not going to have that for another month. But
the sun will be out until like 7,
which I'm very excited about.
I like that a lot. Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. All I want to do when I come home is sleep.
When it's dark.
When it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like you have more time. I know this, you still have the same amount of time, but it just feels like you have more time.
Yeah, you're just not as lethargic, mm-hmm. I think, when you get home from work, because you feel like your body should be doing something. Yeah, whereas if it's dark, it's you're like,
there's activities to be done.
Yeah, I've worked for a long day. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even see the sun today. It just makes it feel like your body's been through more.
Yes.
When it's dark to dark.
And yeah, you're done with work, and it's dark outside. So all right, time to go to bed.
Yeah. So we have that to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Teaser, we're going to be looking forward to a few things that we've got coming up this spring.
Teaser.
It's going to be, yeah, there's going to be a lot going on this spring, Kyle. Yeah. And we're going to, instead of doing headlines, because it's pretty boring out there right now.
Okay.
When you're not talking about sports and you're not talking about politics, two things we try to avoid on this podcast.
Those are kind of the things in the news right now.
Yep. And so
election cycle.
We steer clear of those. There's not a whole lot of like other interesting, funny things going on right now. So yeah. We're going to instead look ahead to some big things that are happening this spring.
Okay.
So that's coming.
Teased. First, consider yourself teased.
Yes.
Tantalized, maybe.
Titillated.
What's a good T word?
One of the top 7 underappreciated words.
Titillated.
Titillated.
Yes. Do you think it's because of the tit?
Yes. 100%. It seems like it should be a dirty word.
Although people say tit for tat all the time.
That's true. Or tit for tit if they don't know what they're saying.
Yes.
Yes. Always classic. Kyle.
Yes.
How are you living?
Back to that.
Yeah. You didn't answer the question.
Have you ever seen...
Nope.
Like a captain of a ship. They got the cool hat with a little tiny brim. It's got like an anchor on it.
Yes.
Feeling like the anchor.
The anchor on the hat,
mm-hmm.
of a captain.
Yes.
So you're feeling symbolic, possibly like having you give someone else power over others. Having you in their lives equals knowledge, experience, understanding, leadership, style, grace, probably sea foam.
Sea foam.
Yeah. Not going to lie, Kyle, this is one of your stranger how you're feeling. It's hard, that's saying something. It's harder to do something with that.
If we had like a rabid fan base, yeah. Which would be a lot of fun,
yeah.
I bet we could get somebody to go through and rank the how you livin's.
That would be fun. I actually have often thought about listening, because I'm not going to be able to do it because it's impossible. But I thought about going through.
Because it's impossible. Can't be done.
I thought about going through all of our podcasts and writing down the funniest quotes that you've ever said on it. And then using that in our speech or something at your wedding.
See, the thing is, I have all of
them. Yeah,
I have all the past episodes.
Yeah, I can't even access all of them. I can only access the last like 10
yeah.
or something, if that. So that won't work. But that would be a good idea, too. Someone just keeps track of every single thing that you've compared yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
That would be funny just to run down. It's like a painted wall.
Yeah.
A monkey's butt.
I haven't done that one.
Anchor on a hat. And then you got to think back to, wait, how was I feeling when I said that?
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Thank you for asking. You know, you only do that about half the time.
Yeah, it depends on my mood.
Yeah, and you're caring right now?
Yeah, I would say so.
I'm fine. Thank you.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
You're using the little holes on your sleeve for your thumb.
I am.
Is that a thing you do frequently?
No.
Is this the first time you've done it? Because I have multiple of those Nike quarter zips that have the little thumb holes. And I get excited when I see the thumb hole. I'm like, ooh, that's a nifty little thing. And I have never once utilized it.
No, I don't
think. It doesn't seem that useful.
No. I want to say that sometimes I do it when I'm actually running in it. It's kind of like, yeah, a running quarter zip. So I want to say that maybe I do it a little bit more then, but...
But see, my
using it more as a fidget right now.
Like, the lower part of my palm is not what gets cold. It's my fingers that get cold.
Yeah.
So I almost would need a reverse. I would need the fingers covered and the palm exposed.
Why would you want your palm exposed, though?
Ventilation.
Yeah. A lot of the heat comes out through your palm. You're a sorcerer.
I'm just saying. I'm not... I like the idea of it, but it's one of those things that's more of a good theory idea, and I noticed you using it, so I was curious.
No, I don't know. I can't say that I do it very often, but I think I'm doing it more as a fidget right now than anything.
Yeah.
And kind of going in and out. Moving on from that comment. Woman of the Week.
Ah, yes.
Kyle.
A glorious one.
Tell us who you have found as our Woman of the Week.
Gloria Steinem.
Tell us about Gloria.
She's number 12 on the Esquire's top 75 women of history.
Why?
Because she went undercover as a Playboy bunny and she launched women's rights into the mainstream, according to Esquire magazine.
Okay. So, a little more information on Gloria, since Kyle's research skills clearly have a limit, or maybe it's just your desire. I don't know.
I like to be concise.
Well, when we're giving a woman credit for contributions to history, it's not the time to be concise.
I think most times are a time to be concise,
but not this time.
I think this time.
So you think that you've done Gloria justice with that comment?
I mean, I don't think anything that we're going to do is going to do Gloria justice, but do your darndest. Titillize me.
No. I don't want to do that. She's an activist. She's a feminist. She has written extensively as a columnist for New York Magazine. She's also the co-founder for Ms. Magazine. And so she's written extensively on issues of equality, the civil rights movement, women's liberation, things like that. She did, as you said, she went undercover as a Playboy bunny and then told the world about the happenings going on in there. So that was a big deal. But yeah. And so the article she published was called A Bunny's Tale, featured a photo of Steinem in a bunny uniform and detailed how women were treated in the clubs where the Playboy bunnies were featured. She maintained that she is proud of her work. She did publicizing the
exploitative. I don't know. It sounds right.
Yeah, it does sound right. So the exploitative working conditions and especially the sexual demands made of them, which skirted the edge of the law.
Ooh, that's no good.
Nope, not good at all. So she brought that to light, and things got better for them after that, which is a big deal. She's done huge interviews with people such as John Lennon back in the day. And I mean, she was a journalist in the height of all like the 60s. Vietnam and civil rights movement, and suffrage, and all these other things. And so she was
all the social causes that were happening at the time.
Right. And so she was a huge name in journalism and activism at the time, and has continued that to this day.
Boom.
She is still alive. She is 85 years old.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a good age.
Good on you, Gloria.
I hope to be at least 85 one day.
Did you know that Christian Bale is her stepson?
Can't say that I did.
I didn't know that either.
Well.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. He's supposedly a jerk, though.
But he's very good at what he does.
He is good at what he does. He was a good Batman. Is he Batman?
He was Batman.
Yeah, he was a good Batman. I thought, anyway. People can disagree with me if anybody actually listens. Speaking of which, we're on a bunch of different platforms now, Kyle. Let's tell the people what they are.
Do it.
Let's alternate and see who can last longer.
Well, that means I have to figure out what we're on.
We're on Apple Podcasts.
We are also on Spotify.
We are on Radio Public.
We are also on Breaker.
We are on Google Podcasts.
And I think that's all that we're on. We're also on anchor.fm.
I was going to say that was the only other one I knew of. So that anywhere you can listen to podcasts, we're probably there. But let's face it, you guys have already found us. So
you're listening. But if you want to tell a friend and they're like, I only have Breaker. First of all,
we're there.
Kick them in the nuts. Second of all, we're there.
Kyle, which one do we want them to listen to us on for our fame? Where are we going to get money from?
That's an intriguing question. We'll see.
I want you to listen to us on all of them. I want you to listen 6 times, mm-hmm. every podcast, one on each platform.
Yeah.
We're no longer on SoundCloud. Screw those guys.
That's true. We are no longer on SoundCloud.
I need to delete that app then.
I just did that this week. Right now, a vast majority of our listens, 82%, are from Apple Podcasts.
Really?
Yes.
How many listens do we get on Apple? Never mind. I don't want to know.
It's 82% of our listens.
Okay. So, thanks for listening there. That's honestly where I listen. Yeah. I listen to Spotify.
I do feel like Spotify is about to make a move. Let's I think they're it. Really pushing I think podcasts
gotta,
in general.
We got to push our Spotify.
See, here's the thing is we were pretty early movers in this podcast game.
We've been at it for a shockingly long time. I can't believe how long I've known.
While we hopped, I was thinking about that too. But while we were on our surfboards, sitting in the water, waiting for the wave to come, and the podcasting wave was a big one. It came, and somehow it just went right next to where we were. And everybody
we weren't
else,
ready for it.
Everybody else was surfing a wave, and we just watched the wave fly right by.
Well,
but
we did not. I think we were in the water.
Yes.
But when the wave was behind us, we didn't paddle fast enough to catch it.
That could be.
We did not have. We didn't like put all the people that made it were like, you know. The privileged few who could just like devote their whole lives to it and
they had the money, a following,
we did it in a studio apartment with one microphone sitting between the two of us.
Yeah,
we didn't have anything to talk about.
There were some paddling mistakes that we made, but I do think there's going to be a second wave, maybe not as big as this first one that flew by us, but I think Spotify is trying to create a second podcast wave. And so if you have Spotify, follow us.
Yes, do it. Playful Banter. Our logo is there. It's blue with two gnomes with our faces on them.
It's actually white, but there's some blue font.
Okay, well, when you look at it, I would say that the blue is what jumps out at you, not the white.
It does pop.
It pops off the white.
When the white is on the best.
Kyle, let's talk spring.
Spring is going to spring.
Spring is going to spring here pretty soon.
If you were to rate your seasons... Where's spring on your
third?
Behind summer and fall?
Yes.
So winter's your fourth.
You know, yes. Which seems crazy. I really just put the... When you think about all the things that could go into that, where you've got like holidays, freedom, you know, like schedule freedom. Like when you take trips, all that stuff, family time, weather... All those things. By far for me, when I'm ranking my seasons, I put more emphasis on weather than anything else.
That's fair.
Just because I feel like that is what in turn...
There's a trickle-down effect from weather.
Yeah, kind of triggers like my personality and you know how positive I'm feeling and all that stuff.
Available activities.
Yeah, exactly. Being outside, you're right. Just in general, because I love Christmas... The family time, the spirit of it, all that. But that's, and I mean, beyond one day, you know, there's the couple of weeks of build up ahead of it, which I really like too. But January and February are by far my least favorite months of the whole year.
It can get bleak.
Yeah, and I can't say that, you know, if we're saying winter's December, January, and February, which I'm not going to be able to say that two-thirds of that time suck.
That's fair.
And put that above anything else.
But spring is lower than fall.
Correct.
Which leads right into your least favorite.
I feel like, in general, the fall weather is more consistent. Like, honestly, my favorite month overall might actually be like mid-September to mid-October.
Yeah.
Because I love that when you can go outside and the leaves are changing, mm-hmm. it's beautiful, but you still got that warmth.
Yeah.
And, you know, the daylight hasn't changed yet, so you've still got the time outside. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it's more consistent. I feel like spring weather can be absolutely wild card, perfect.
Especially here in the Northwest.
Spring can be perfect. When you get that 1 or 2 weeks of just beautiful, like, this is what summer's going to be like, wonderful, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Might be, honestly, one of my favorite weeks of the year. Because you're coming out of the darkness.
Yes.
But I get really angry.
When it goes back.
When it goes back to raining and being dreary and you get stuck inside or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think just the inconsistency is why I put spring below fall.
That's fair.
And then summer, obviously, for me, for multiple reasons. Weather-wise, but also, you know, teaching. You know, you got vacation, you got flexibility. We get to travel a lot, do stuff like that in that time period. So you rank spring... Is it your favorite?
It's up there. I mean, see, the thing with me and seasons is that I get bored of them. And so...
You like things to change quickly.
Yes. At the start of every season, I am ready for it. And I'm excited. When winter comes, I'm like, yeehaw, I want to be cozy inside in the darkness. And then when spring comes, I'm like, yes, I'm tired of being inside in the darkness. Give me some light. And then when summer comes, I'm like, ooh, I like hot. But then by the end of all those seasons, I'm like, I'm
so right now, you're probably pretty tired of
winter. I'm getting a little tired of winter, so I've been looking forward to spring. But then by the end of spring, I'm going to be like, you know what? I just want it to be summer. I'm tired of this unpredictability.
Yep.
Give me like some consecutive days of weather. But then by the end of summer, I'm going to be like, this is too hot. I'm tired of
hot. Let's be real. It's the end of February. We had snow this time last year.
Yep.
It was like mid-50s and sunny this week. And so I'm like... I'm not going to get fooled. I will mm-hmm. not be tricked. I know that you're going to screw me over again.
I am a little disappointed we haven't had snow
this winter. Yeah, I'm not going to get a snow day this year. This will be my first day.
I mean, there's been times where it snowed in March. You can't count it out yet, but it's not looking like it.
It's not going to happen.
It's not looking like it.
No, and I have never, since I've started my student teaching, so this is my fifth year teaching overall, I've never not had at least one snow day.
Wow.
I don't think we're going to get it.
We had a late start one day for zero reason.
Yeah. Probably because they thought it might snow.
I think it snowed in like some random, like an inch in the West Hills or something.
Yeah. That would happen sometimes. Because, yeah, if there's danger anywhere in the area
yep.
for a bus to get up there or whatever. So, yeah, if there's a high peak in your district.
Yeah, and you're golden. That was us when I was a kid.
Yep.
We had one school that was up super high, and we're just hoping that one's getting canceled for the rest of us.
Yep, that's exactly how it works.
But what are we looking forward to in spring?
First things first, Kyle, leap mm-hmm. day next week. What Yeehaw. Are we doing? How do we take advantage of this extra day? 366.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. You have already kind of screwed us a little bit in See, that but you it's made a, some plans.
Okay, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Were we actually going to do anything before noon?
I mean, I would like to. Okay. You're cutting out 12 hours of our 24 extra hours.
Well, let's rage before that. I got to take a 1 hour break to go teach some other teachers some
It's
things.
Only 1 hour?
I think it's only 1 hour.
Oh, wow.
I'd been offered to go through the rest of the day of training or whatever, but I don't want to do that.
No, it's leap day.
I'm showing up. I'm teaching a little seminar thing, and then I'm getting out of there.
We should start this day off with us a Chris Tucker 4-pack.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
An early morning muffins or donuts or yes. some sort of breakfast thing.
Yes.
Maybe a little mimosa before you go train some t-shirts.
Yes. I'm so down.
And a Chris Tucker 4-pack.
I'm so down. Yes. I'm thinking, yes, boozy brunch with Chris Tucker. Yes. Just like we used to do mm-hmm. on birthdays.
Yes. We haven't done that in a while. I've been missing good old Chrissy T. Wow, that was funny.
Chrissy T.
Yeah, it's like Chrissy Teigen, but I was actually talking about Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Just I'm sure, total
I'm not sure how either of them would have felt about that. Chris Tucker probably would have liked it more so than Chrissy Teigen.
Fair. But I think that's a good way to start it. And then your thing's over at noon?
I want to say I'm like busy from 11:15 to 12:15 or something like
that. All right. So what's our afternoon plans?
We could jump off of something.
That's true.
We could buy things. We could I'm speaking in general terms as possible to see if something
very general
piques your interest. We could plant something.
Plant something.
I don't know. It's spring. There's advertisements.
There's advertisements.
We could throw things. We could sports.
We probably don't have enough people to do a leap day football game.
I mean, when you're kids, you play like 4-on-4. I mean, you basically can do 7-on-7 as long as you got relatively equal teams.
Yeah.
I mean, you only need one quarterback.
I haven't played football in a while. I feel like it'd be fun.
It's no fun to like rush the passer in those games. So you got a quarterback and you got two wide receivers and you got two people covering backs. Them. You need 5 people. That's it.
All right.
That's all you need. Let's recruit.
Let's do it.
Boozy brunch. Chris Tucker, you guys take a nap or something for a little bit, and then we play some football.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we watch a movie.
Yep.
And have some pizzas and salads that night.
And we should have a game night, like a board game night.
Yes. Kyle, this has the makings of a Facebook event.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's do
Playful banter leap day.
We haven't had a playful banter event.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long minute. All of you sitting in a Russian shack, come on down. You can just stay in town until the wedding that you're all going to.
We can have long conversations about how I'm doing.
Yep. That is the goal. You
can download Spotify on all
of
your phones.
You know that's what they live for. Okay. So boozy brunch, Chris Tucker, Robbie teaches.
I'm gonna say breakfast. I don't like brunch.
Let's talk.
Yes.
About brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you like brunch?
Because
is it the time?
Yes.
You don't like the time.
It's absolutely the time. I wake up most weekend days between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. and by the time brunch happens, I am so hungry.
Is brunch really? Or are we talking like 11 a.m.? Is that because honestly
anytime after 8:30 is too late for me to be eating my first meal of the day.
So this doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna preface that.
Okay.
In my head, if I eat by myself, it's breakfast.
If you eat with somebody else.
If it's an event where I'm eating breakfast foods, it doesn't even matter what time it is.
You're calling it brunch.
It's brunch. It could be at 9 a.m. or it could be at 8. Well, not 8 p.m. but because that's Brenner, but it could be at like 2 p.m. and if it's breakfast foods, I'm still calling it brunch.
Okay, so any breakfast or lunchtime
that's eaten with other people, that is like an event.
Yeah,
you know, like you made plans to meet someone to eat breakfast foods. I don't know why, but in my head, that's brunch.
Yeah, generally for me to most enjoy a brunch, it's my lunch, and I'm just eating breakfast foods for lunch. Because I've already eaten breakfast because I'm hungry when I wake up.
Here's another rankings thing for you, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Top 3 meals to have breakfast foods in.
Dinner.
Yes.
Breakfast.
Yes.
Lunch.
Correct. Good. I'm glad you passed the test.
Yeah, which is another point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst meal to have breakfast foods in.
I think what's nice about the idea of brunch is that typically it implies that you've gotten to sleep in a little bit beforehand. Usually it happens on the weekends. So it's kind of nice when your plan is sleep in, rest, get up, and then you get to have breakfast foods. Like you don't have to be up at 8 a.m. to have breakfast.
I am. And I want my breakfast.
Because you're wrong.
Nope.
You need to sleep, man.
I do sleep. I go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay, leap day. Good plan. Where are we going to play football? By your house? You got a big park over there.
Yeah, plenty of parks.
Okay, we'll do it over there.
Yeah, it's kind of by where your training is.
Okay, Kyle. Another thing coming up this spring is March Madness.
Yeehaw.
Tell me how you feel about March Madness.
Obviously,
we don't know a specific team. We got a team, but... just in general, we like March Madness.
My favorite thing about March Madness is the first weekend. After that, I feel like my enthusiasm for March Madness wanes.
Yeah.
But it's fun to have games on all the time.
Yep.
And I am blessed in my life in that basically every year in either my schooling or my job, it's been socially acceptable to basically not do what you're supposed to be doing and watch basketball.
I agree.
Not every job has that luxury, but mine have had that.
I mean, you wouldn't think that teaching is a job where you have that luxury, but
you do, because when I was in school, all the teachers would be like, you know what? We'll just give you a worksheet and put on the game.
I mean, you'd be shocked. Mm-hmm. I remember being in school, that happened, and it still happens now.
But yeah, there's always going to be a couple teachers that wouldn't do it, and you'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Mrs. Heafy.
It does
calling you out, sad. Mrs. Heafy.
Because it's really only 2 days, though, that that happens in school. Yes, you got that first Thursday and that first Friday. Because then after that, you got the round of 32 over the weekend, and then the following week is a Sweet 16, which I agree has less, like, you know, of there's, an event.
Yeah, there's less games.
Yeah.
And so you're not watching them all. Like, right,
because you got four games on each day then, and then you're down to two games on each day. It's just not as...
So unless, like, the team that I want to win, or there's a team that I'm really pulling for, at once we get past the first weekend, I'm kind of out of it. But I love that first weekend. I get very excited for it. And I always fill out my brackets. And it always starts out not great and ends up better than I think it will. And
see, I always get the wrong way. I end up picking quite a few upsets correctly in the first round, so I'm always up towards the top. But
those are always the smaller point values.
But yeah, but then like the ones that I had going real deep into the tournament lose in the second or third round, and other people pass me.
Yeah, see, I always give up at the start, and then by the end, I'm like, oh, wait, I could have won money.
I mean, it's one of those things that, and I think it must just be like a truly American thing. I don't know if other, like, you know, even for soccer and stuff, you don't fill out brackets and bet on that for,
like, yeah, I mean, you bet on it, but not on, like, your brackets. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, not on, like, the World Cup or whatever. Like, it's a really cool thing that has just kind of become normal. Like, everybody at work does it and puts theirs up on the wall and all that. I think it's a very fun time.
Yep, I'm a fan.
Do you know
this year's
anything?
This year's gonna be weird.
Do you? Yeah, because there's no favorite.
Yeah,
like all, you could see
every top team loses.
You could see all the twos and three seeds losing the first weekend, and then you could see 12 seeds. Like
it's
anybody,
be madness.
Anybody in the top like 40 could win the thing. I think.
Yep.
This year, there's no elite team. So I'm saying Wofford.
Ooh, that's a fun one to say.
Wofford. I used to play with Wofford in NCAA football. We used to play Youngstown State.
I would play with Western Kentucky.
Oh.
Or sometimes Youngstown State, or the Penguins.
Yep, the Penguins. That's
but
right.
I like to be the Hilltoppers.
The Wofford Terriers. All right, so March Madness, Leap Day. Another thing we just found out today, the Friends cast is all going to be together once again for one hour special.
1 hour unscripted special.
Yep,
what that means, I don't know.
I think it's probably going to be like they literally sit down for an hour and reminisce about stuff.
Yeah, which to me, not that exciting.
Like, I don't know if is there going to be like an interviewer that's prompting questions or like, are they just going to let it go?
That's a televised panel.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
I think it would be fun.
I mean, I'd watch it, but yeah.
Like, honestly, if all the characters of The Office got back together and, like, I don't even know who I would want to run it, but, you know, just be like, so tell us about this scene, something like that.
Yes.
I think that would be fun. I would watch that.
But it's an hour, so you're not going to get as in-depth as you want to.
Yeah.
I'm not excited.
They have not all six been in the same place for a long time.
Yeah. That doesn't affect me. I don't care where
you
they
don't
are
like
physically
Friends
located.
As much.
I love Friends.
No, you don't.
I do.
Then why are you hating on this?
I'm not hating on
you,
it.
You jerk.
I'm just saying,
you
if,
piece
if
of
that's
human
the format,
feces.
I'm not excited. The thing is, it's tough because if they do like a show, there's no way that it will live up to any sort of expectation. So you can't do that. Hmm. And they said it's unscripted. So yeah, it's I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not excited.
I think it'll be nice. I'll watch it.
I mean, I'll watch it, but I'm not excited.
I'm excited.
I'm reserving.
I'm not as excited as if they were actually going to film episodes or something together again. Although, I think that would ruin it.
I mean, I don't think it'd ruin it, but I don't think it'd be any good.
Yeah, probably not. Kyle, we were having a debate before this podcast.
Yes.
Twins versus triplets versus
none.
Just other babies. If you could have it your way. Mm-hmm. So first of all, right now, what is kind of like your target? Are you thinking no babies? Are you thinking like two, three, six, as many as you can get? Like, what's your goal?
I want an army of little Kyles. No.
That would equal destruction.
That's my goal.
I would be horrified.
I mean,
I can't be godfather.
In my life, I've always kind of felt like two is a good number.
I've always felt that way, too. I've always said 2 to 3, and the more I think about it, I'm like, oh, my God.
Three is expensive.
So is two.
For some reason, I've always thought that. Like, all growing up, I've always been like, kids are, I'm a lot of money. I don't want more than two of these bad boys.
See, but I'm just not sure the difference between 2 and 3.
It's one kid difference, and one kid is very expensive. It's 33% more expensive.
But there could be hand-me-down situations. And I mean, I feel like by the time you got that third one, you figured out a way to budget a little bit. You splurge on the first one. There's a lot of upfront costs, right? You got to get the infrastructure in place. But then I feel like by the third, I mean, when you're talking about things,
how much
when you're talking about things like food and you're talking about things like college, yes,
and activities and different interests. And
well, we won't let them all go to college. You pick your favorite; that one gets to go.
Yeah. No. See. No. No. Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay.
Two. Well, anything more than that is expensive. And if I end up having three kids, I'm sorry. Sorry for the third one. But
so here's the question then. If you want two, would you rather have twins?
No.
Would you rather have two?
I think I'd rather have two.
How far apart?
2 to 3 years.
How old is your sister compared to you? How much older is she?
She is 2 years older than me.
You had to think about that for a while.
Well, it's like a year and a half.
Okay.
2.5 years. Math.
Wow. You're good.
2.5 years.
You were paying a lot of attention as a kid, weren't you? So, 2.5, you feel like that's kind of the sweet spot? Yeah, that's what you want for your children?
Year and a half. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Do you think your spouse agrees? Future spouse? Spouse to be?
Probably. I don't know. You'd have to ask her. But what are your thoughts on twins?
See, I've always liked the idea of twins.
Just for efficiency's sake?
Well, one, I feel like the age gap between me and my brother was good in some ways, but it's kind of turned into the thing where, like, we were never interested, we were never at the same level of things, and we were never interested in the same things at the same time. Like, we always had sports, I guess, but, you know, there were some differences there. And then it's kind of taken until, because, you know, as you get older, age differences kind of level out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, when you're in your 20s or 30s and dating someone 2 years younger than you, it's not a big deal. But when you were in freaking middle school and if you were dating someone that was 2 years different than you, it would have been a crime.
Like, yes.
Crazy. I feel like with twins, one, from like a relationship standpoint, they would be able to have a, like, yes, they would probably be competitive and things like that, but I feel like they would be at the same level where they could be interested in the same things at the same time and hopefully have a stronger bond. But also, from a parenting standpoint, I feel like it's almost nice to go through the hell of, like, all of the crappy phases at the same time, though, because you're going to be going through a crappy phase anyway. You might as well get them both out of the way at the same time, and it's not that much worse most of the time. Obviously, sometimes, but then you don't have to do it again. Like, my brother-in-law and his wife, they have a 3-year-old who's awesome, and they have a newborn who's awesome, but it almost seems like as the 3-year-old has just ended the fate, well, you know, terrible twos, terrible threes, like, you know, give and take. But it's like, just as they're getting through this and he's starting to act like a human, you've got another one, like, you're starting from scratch with. And so it turns into like a 6-year period of time where you constantly have had a very young baby to toddler, like, driving you crazy, I would imagine. I have never obviously parented. I've just gotten to be the uncle. But I feel like it's almost nicer to be like, okay, we're going to blitz through this. It might suck for like 2 or 3 years, but then we've got both of them through it.
Type of thing. I look at more like a stock. Like, you want to diversify your portfolio. So then when one's up, one's down.
You're going to be such a compassionate parent.
You're never screwed.
Yeah. Looking at your babies like a portfolio.
You got to lower your risk.
I just think that it would be cool to have twins. I have cousins that are twins.
Yeah. I like I said before the podcast, I do think it changes things if they're identical twins. I think it changes things if they're the same gender. I think the best kind of twins to have, no offense to any twins out there, is boy-girl twins.
I think that'd be cool. Yeah, I would get that. I think that would be cool, too. I have a cousin who's a twin, so I have two cousins. They're twins. One of them married a girl who was also one of a set of twins,
mm-hmm.
and they got married, had and they had twins.
Twins gene.
Yeah. So I don't know how that trickles down to me, because, I mean, there are twins in my family. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe. But what about triplets? Seems like the twins seems much more manageable than triplets.
Oh, yeah.
Triplets would... Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't want three kids in general. Having three kids at once, that's you can't diversify that portfolio.
I just feel like there'd be too much to keep an eye on at once.
Yeah.
You know, in that crazy phase where they're like just learning to run around and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to like keep trackers on them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do it.
But also, I feel like childcare for either two kids or three kids at the same time is harder than one kid.
Yeah. But here's also the thing about twins versus others. With childcare, the length of time that you would need childcare gets extended like double. Because say that, you know, you don't work between the ages of birth and three. Let's even just say three. Until they start going to preschool and doing that stuff.
Yes.
Like, that turns in from 3 years to 6 years if you stay with those kids each for the first 3 years.
Yes.
So that gets bonkers, too. Whereas you got twins, you're taking the time off, but you're getting through them both at the same time. Let us know how you feel about the twins versus triplets versus space them out versus close, you know, succession, like crank them out. Every 11 months, you got something
mm-hmm.
walking into the world, you know.
That yep. way.
I want to hear it. What I want to hear right now is the sound of a McGowan crafted break music.
And we are back.
That was nice.
It was something. I was trying to go from high to low. I don't have a real high.
Okay. Kyle,
mm-hmm.
I want to figure out through BuzzFeed.
Do it.
Which has never been wrong before ever.
Nope.
If you are an oldie or a youngster.
Which website said you were 100% gay?
That was based on my music choice.
Yeah.
Yes. Never been wrong. I'm definitely 100% gay.
All right. Sock it to me.
Okay. Are you an oldie or a youngster? I'm going to have you pick a breakfast, Kyle.
All right.
Pancakes, mm-hmm. avocado toast,
mm-hmm.
Breakfast platter, or what? I don't eat breakfast.
What's on a breakfast platter?
It looks like eggs, bacon, and potatoes, like roasted potatoes.
Pancakes.
Okay. Pick something to do. Play video games, read a book, take a nap, or go to the gym.
Read a book.
I was going to say read a book. I could also see you saying go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
but read a book seems more like you. What's for lunch? Pasta, tater tots, pizza, or a salad?
Pasta.
Okay. I'm getting hungry. This is a good quiz. What do you do when you're bored? Do you surf the internet? Call a friend?
Who does God. That? That would make me
That's
old.
That's an oldie. Cook or go to the mall?
Surf the internet, I suppose.
Yep.
I don't surf the internet.
Yeah. But. You go on your phone.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll read The Athletic
What's
on my phone.
What's for dinner? Burgers and fries, steak, fried rice, or I'm full?
Burgers and fries.
Good call. Fried rice, also good, though. You're not a big steak guy, are you?
I like steak, but it's not, I don't get super excited. Like, Danny gets super excited for steak.
Really? I like steak too, but it's one of those things, it's kind of like wine, where I'm like, I like this, but I don't want to pay the crazy amount of money for what's considered a good steak versus uh-huh. what just seems like a normal steak. Like, I don't I mean, have even, the palate enough to
even normal steak it. Is a dollar more at like Chipotle.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not a dollar better than getting the chicken bowl.
Yeah. I don't understand one of these. So it's what do you usually do at night?
Oh.
The first choice is go to bed.
I do that.
We all do that at some point.
Okay.
But I think it's go to bed early.
Yes.
Party, karaoke, or watch Netflix?
Watch Netflix, I guess.
Yeah. You're an oldie, Kyle.
Nice. I wonder what made me old in that quiz.
You're an oldie at heart. You like to stay in, chill out, and lay low. I think I was probably reading the book.
That's fair. Netflix. I didn't party or karaoke.
Yeah, I mean, you surfed the internet instead of went to the mall.
Mm, yeah, I don't like the mall.
I don't think the food things had anything to do with it.
Yeah,
other than avocado toast might have made you a youngster.
Yeah.
But you read a book instead of played video games. Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's fair. I think I've always been an oldie.
Yeah. I think I'd probably be an oldie, too.
All right.
Based on those things.
We are going to figure out your favorite music genre based on the food quiz that we're taking here.
If it's anything like the last music genre quiz I took, I'm definitely going to be gay.
100% gay. All right. 100%. So we got to pick some food here.
Mm-hmm.
The first group of food is tomato soup.
Nope.
Paella. Mm-hmm. Sushi.
Nope.
And fried chicken.
Chicken.
Knew that was coming. All right. Second group here, we got fish and chips.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Quesadilla.
Oh.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, no. Sandwich versus quesadilla.
This is a good bracket.
This is like Sophie's Choice. I'm going to go sandwich.
Oh, I didn't expect
that. I do have to go sandwich.
All right. Next group. Sweet potato fries.
Ooh.
Pesto pasta. Good alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs.
Oh.
Falafels.
Falafel?
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one?
Sweet potato fries.
Probably that one.
Ooh, over the ribs.
Ribs are messy.
They are messy, but they're good. Pick some food.
Some good ribs might have taken it.
Dumplings.
Okay.
Lasagna.
Hmm.
Poke bowl.
Mm-mm.
Or hot dogs.
What were the first two?
Dumplings and lasagna.
Hmm. I don't know about these.
You're not a lasagna guy?
I'm not.
You're not a tomato guy.
I'm not a, I'm not a super, I'm honestly not a huge pasta guy.
No, you're just so wrong.
I'm a meats and potatoes man. I would say, actually, probably dumplings.
Over hot dogs?
Over hot dogs.
All right, here we go.
I do like a hot dog.
We got Caesar salad,
mm-hmm.
popcorn,
yes.
cheeseburger,
mm-hmm.
corn dog.
Ooh, wow, you put a layer of fried over that hot dog and made it intense. Okay, I'm going to say popcorn, though.
Ooh, over cheeseburger.
I will. Yeah, you know, I'm still not a huge cheeseburger guy.
Pick some dessert. Key lime pie,
mm-hmm.
frozen yogurt,
okay.
donuts,
yep.
Oreos.
You know, it's weird. I consider Oreos a snack, and I consider donuts breakfast.
That's fair.
I don't consider those dessert, which says something. So it was frozen yogurt and...
Key lime pie.
Ooh, froyo. I do like key lime pie, but froyo.
All right. We got cinnamon rolls, brownies,
okay,
waffles,
ooh.
Or cheesecake.
Cinnamon roll.
I like it. Hip hop is your genre. Oh.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Is there an explanation?
Nope.
It's just hip hop.
Yep.
Interesting. I wonder what one of those would have made me hip hop.
Yeah.
Probably the cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll, froyo. Popcorn. That's a very hip-hop-y.
Popcorn. Yep. Nice pop-able snack, much like hip-hop. Hip-hop and pop.
Hip-hop
pop, lock, and drop. Kyle.
Yes.
You know where we're headed now? We're going to walk down the hall. We're going to go through the front room to Kyle's Question Corner.
All right. This is a concise Kyle's Question Corner. We got one question.
Wow. A quad C
mm-hmm.
sound.
Quad C sound. All right.
Concise Kyle's
Question Corner.
That's hard to say.
There's a coin on the table.
No, there's not.
If you flip heads, you get $5 million.
Yes.
If you flip tails, you get 5 years in prison. Do you flip the coin?
No.
Wow. That was quick.
Do you?
No.
It's not worth the risk.
But 5 years ago, I say yes.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of prison life are we talking?
I think your average prison life. You're not like white collar prison, but you're not like a child molester prison.
Okay. Yeah, I don't I don't know. That's tricky. I can see why you would say that back in the day, that would have been more... Because, I mean, you know, yeah, you were 22, you'd still get out when you were 27, have some life.
I mean, even now, like, if I wasn't, like, getting married this year, I think I may still do it.
Yeah. Less to lose.
Yes.
I mean, I love my wife, and I think that she loves me, but I wouldn't expect her to wait around for five years. I don't know if she'd do it.
Robbie, like, you shouldn't have flipped that coin. Yeah.
$5 million would be nice.
See, that's though. The thing. Is like
solve a lot of problems.
Is the benefit of getting $5 million better than the downside of 5 years in prison? And like you can, it's not 5 years of death. Like you can still do some stuff in prison.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think it totally depends on the kind of prison quality of life that you can have while in prison. I don't want to be like beat up and some of the other things that happen to you in prison every day.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if it's a situation, like if you just go through every day, like you sit in a cell, you know, watch
eat
TV,
your food.
Read books. Yeah. Eat
do
food.
Do whatever prison job and, you need to do.
Yeah. Go out and play pickup basketball or something. I could probably do that. But I'm just not sure. Cool. Super sure how that would go down. I don't know. At this time, I probably wouldn't. But I'm with you. I might have thought.
I wouldn't either, but there's a time when I think I would have.
Yeah. Kyle, let's just go straight into the wrap-up. You got any more questions?
No.
You said you only had one concise Kyle's question corner.
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's get in and out.
In and out? All right. Well, then we're here.
Ooh, maybe leap day we need to go get in.
That was fast. Oh, that's a whole other part of the day. That's a long... trip.
We need two leap days.
All right. Our tweet of the week comes to us from Chesa Hanabana.
Oh.
And speaking of the whole kids thing, the tweet goes, pregnant wife, : just ordered food to be delivered. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for Panda Express. What should I eat for dessert in the meantime?
Hold on, she's pregnant again?
Yeah.
How many kids do they have? He's someone we need to ask about this whole twins thing.
For sure. And also, as far as I know, none of the kids have been named after us.
Which, I mean, honestly, is embarrassing for how many opportunities they've had to do that.
And we keep calling him the number one fan.
Yeah. I mean, time to prove it. Walk the walk and talk the talk, mm-hmm. Chesa Hanabana. Although I do want to hear about your philosophy on lumping kids. See, now I think he's in the danger zone where he's got a few already. Where if, like, by some chance this one turned into twins or triplets, the man would be screwed.
That is the
you do not want to already have two or three kids in the house and then have triplets show up.
Playing a dangerous game.
Yeah, exactly. Every time you do it. Every time you flip the coin.
Every time you do it.
Word choice. Every time you flip the coin, you're playing a dangerous game.
Yeah. Happy birthday to George Washington, who, rumor has it, fathered many, many illegitimate children.
I like that's what we point out as his accomplishment in his birthday shout out. George Washington, father of illegitimate children.
It's the theme of the episode here.
Is that the name of the episode?
George Washington fathered illegitimate children.
Or just illegitimate children, period. Yeah, I'm down.
And happy birthday to Steve Irwin.
Yes, the croc hunter.
Mm-hmm.
May he rest in peace.
Yes. Same with Georgie.
Well, his only contribution was fathering illegitimate children. I didn't know that about Washington. I knew that about Jefferson.
Yeah, I had heard it recently.
Bummer. It's a shame when you're heroes.
Yeah, that's what I've got. Are you going to sing us a song? Or really, Cyrus a song? We got to all plug our ears.
Yeah. I guess I should do
that. You were hoping I was going to forget that, weren't you?
Yeah, I forgot it. This song goes out to my lady.
Lady?
Well, hold on, let me explain it, okay? Because she likes the twangy twang twang.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and so I'm going to sing the twangy twang twang, but it's all for Cyrus.
Okay.
All right? Cyrus the big brother, who also has a mother. He likes to play in the pool, and when he sleeps, he drools. Cyrus sings his songs all day, and Cyrus eats his ice cream and sprays.
Sprays.
His spit everywhere when he laughs. He snores at night like his grandpa.
Good ride.
His dad takes snaps of him when he sleeps to show us all how loud he snores.
Nailed it.
I'm pretty much every week now, I'm just going to sing the Cyrus song and recap what I've seen of Cyrus
of that week.
Yeah. Between FaceTime and Snapchat.
Yeah.
I get good updates on
Cyrus. I like it. Way better than something Frankie Muniz could have done.
Oh my gosh. By the way, go on to our Twitter at @2gnomes1pig. You should be following us already. A horrifying, horrifying update to Frankie Muniz's current life situation has just been tweeted. We passed it along from Chesa Hanabana. And it is appalling, disturbing, preposterous,
ridiculous,
not titillating.
No. Mortifying.
Mortifying. Very mortifying, to use that word correctly. So check out what Frankie Muniz is doing currently. He's made some interesting life choices.
But also screw him.
But screw him.
Screw you, Frankie Muniz.
But never fear the bacon, yo.
Yo.